Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Arlen, as we look at the grains and oil seeds on this Thursday, overall, the market feels relatively quiet. We've kind of been trading either side of unchanged in the row crops. Wheat has been a little bit all over the place, I'd say. Pretty wide trading range there. I know we have a lot of items in the trade right now. Quarterly grain stocks is tomorrow. Also, what do you see standing out to you in this grain trade here as we work through Thursday's session?
Yeah, really pretty choppy. And you mentioned some of the factors in mind. We've got this quarterly grain stocks reports tomorrow. We've had the small grain summary report. It's the kind of coming up on the end of the week, a weekend, and President Putin of Russia is expected to declare those eastern four regions where he supposedly held a referendum that they're part of Russia, trying to really quickly salvage something before Ukraine makes any more advances in reclaiming those territories. And so he can claim them as their own. How far might he go there? Then you got the end of the fiscal month, the end of the month, the end of the fiscal quarter, end of the fiscal year for some trading firms. And that just leads to a lot of erratic trade overall. And this is a market just kind of marking time, frankly, right now. Trying to get to the end of the week and end of the month and through tomorrow's reports to see what they have.
Arlen, on the dollar side, the macro side, I know we are off our fresh 20-year highs we saw earlier this week, but the dollar's still elevated levels. Stock market under pressure today. I know we've seen some economic data out this week. What's your thoughts with the macro situation here as we work towards the end of the month?
Fear is really the dominant factor, and that's hurting the grain and oil seeds as well. And as I said before on here, I pay attention to the VIX, which is Wall Street's fear index. That's what that reflects the fear level in among fund managers who are involved in these markets. It's trading around 32 at this hour as we approach midday. And as I've observed over the last several decades, anytime the VIX is over 30, it's very difficult for a commodity to sustain a rally unless it has a really strong story. And so that's another factor, along with the strong dollar, really creating headwinds for these markets.
Export sales, weekly numbers out Thursday morning. I know corn and wheat still sagging behind the pace they need to. Beans looked okay. Some more decent numbers on the protein side as well. What are your thoughts with what we saw for the weekly export sales?
Yeah, the beans number was decent at about 37 million bushels, just under that. Corn 20.2 of the old crop and of the current crop and 6.3 of next year's crop. Really nothing to write home about, nothing all that impressive. We did see some decent beef and pork sales. China continues to impress on its beef imports, but it's pretty much shut down most of its pork imports at this point from the United States. So the strong dollar really hurting us across the board, especially for wheat. It only came in a little over 10 million bushels, as well as the proteins overall. But Mexico, a strong buyer in there for both the protein and in the grain and oil seeds.
And in the livestock trade, Arlen, on the back of those good export sales, hogs feel like they found a little bit of support. Cattle too, but I think more so it seems like the hog market has maybe found some of that support on Thursday.
Yeah, let's keep in mind we've got a quarterly hogs and pigs report coming out tomorrow and the trade kind of positioning for that. It's generally expected to show that we're continuing to contract the hog herd, if nothing else. Certainly not any expectations for to show expansion here. And so that's providing a little bit of support, although nearby we're still having problems with prices for product for both the beef and the pork right now. But a little bit of positive here, which is good in light of the big sell-off and the worries on Wall Street, that we could see a little bit of positive in the protein complex as we approach midday.
That's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk markets with Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing as we work through the week here and head towards the weekend. We'll touch on that quarterly grain stocks number and more coming up here, I'm sure, this afternoon on Market Talk. Also coming up on Market Talk here this afternoon, going to have a conversation with Andrew Moore with the National Agricultural Aviation Association. Looking forward to that discussion as well coming up here on Market Talk. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Thursday, September 29th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.